three, two. Yo, what's up, everybody? It's the QB List Podcast. Brian and Mario here to go over the last eight games on the week seven. It starts questions. You've got them. We've got answers. Or at least I think so. How are we doing today, Mario?
Brian, I'm doing well. I'm just looking at the what we're calling Red Thursday because it is just limited after limited after limited. And at this rate, I'm going to be limited come Sunday.
No kidding. I was surprised both of us made it here to the pod. It's not looking good, folks. I don't know who's playing. Evidently, they're able to... there's going to be kickoff tonight from what I hear, or in that Thursday night game.
Yes, it's the return of Sean Payton, though, right? So it's like, that's the narrative. But when I saw the graphic, it was like, yeah, like they didn't even have a Broncos player to show. It was just Sean Payton who was representing the Broncos. And I was like, that's bad. You never want the coach being who you have for the picture.
No kidding, especially with the controversy around him, too. It's not even like he's this bright and shining piece in the NFL.
Yeah. And to think about it, I think that it was like Derek Carr was the Saints guy, and it's like, he's not even playing. It's like, so I don't know. It's a tough time out there.
Poor car. Had to be put in the garage for a bit. It's okay. He'll be back soon.
Yes, he will.
Well, if you listened to our episode yesterday, we did cover the first seven games, the Thursday night, the London game, and then the first, six 1 o'clock games. We've got two more games, the afternoon, and of course, the two Monday night games, because that's coming back again. It's week
back.
Seven, but they just can't quit.
You can't stop it and then start it back up again. That's where you lose me.
Exactly.
It's like if 4 weeks from now, it's like, and here's another London game. It's like, no, we're over that. I'm over getting up early on Sundays.
I mean, might as well. What is it? The Germany game we have in week 10, week 11, something like that. Just randomly waking up again.
It's like a cold shock.
Let's get this kicking off. We've got a pretty good game, I will say, to start this the set of eight. It's the 4-1 Lions taking on the 5-0 Vikings. 50.5 point over under. Minnesota's favored by 1.5 points. Where do you want to start? Lions?
Let's start the Lions. I mean, this one is, I'm foaming at the mouth for this one. I'm ready to bite off kneecaps, whatever the coach is saying. But yes, this one's beautiful. Let's start the quarterbacks. So Goff, he was someone I was really high going into this year. He was someone I was definitely targeting if I wasn't getting one of the top two guys. But he's kind of been bumming me out. He's quarterback 20 on the year, but that's including his bye week that they're coming off of. So QB 11, if you average it out. So he is startable in the one QB lists. I mean, I'll just say he's a quarterback one, but on the lower side for me.
He's kind of that fringe. I think there's 12 other guys I'd rather play above him. All in all, I wouldn't mind throwing him out there if you have to. A Justin Fields pivot, maybe.
Justin Fields, I mean, if he plays this week, Justin Fields. Danger Russ has been getting those reps in. But on the other side, like speaking of quarterbacks, it's start over him, Sam Darnold, he obviously had that one stinker, but it was against the Jets. Like the Jets have one of the best defenses, especially against quarterbacks, and it's in London. That's a weird thing. They were the first London game, so I'm giving him a lot of breathing room. So including his stinker, he's quarterback 15 in points per game. But if we're going weeks 1 to 4, which is before the stinker and before the week 6 bye, he's quarterback 4 on the year. So I don't know. This is crazy because we've seen more Sam Darnold than these 4 weeks of Sam Darnold, but I choose to believe that weeks 1 through 4, Sam Darnold is the real Sam Darnold this year. So he's a pretty high quarterback one for me.
Yeah, I'm hesitant. Oh. I know you can throw all over Detroit and Dallas isn't great, but they can throw the ball decently and Detroit kind of stepped it up a little bit. So we're not picking quite who's winning here, but I kind of feel like the Lions might get their first victory, or the Minnesota might get their first loss this week.
Oh, you can't quit hating on the Vikings, can you? I try every single week. I try to spread the gospel of Skol.
We're not video yet, but I'm rocking the purple shirt here. I'm in love for Vikings.
I can vouch for it.
I feel like they don't have a Super Bowl. How can you not root for the Vikings? You know, like I've always been like a little miniature fan, but I feel like it's got to come down to earth a little bit. They're 5-0. They're still doing good, even if they take a loss. But Sam Darnold, I think it's closer to QB2 than QB1 on that. Teetering on the fence.
Top 12. Top 12. Put it on the board. I can't wait to revisit in the start sit on Tuesday.
Aaron Jones on Minnesota side, we're still waiting to see if he officially plays. He was limited Thursday. He did not practice Wednesday, so technically he's progressing in the right direction.
Progress.
But also traded for Cam Akers on Tuesday. So if that tells you anything, just kind of they don't trust Ty Chandler to completely, you know, tote the rock by himself. If Aaron Jones is playing, I'm playing him. If not, are you okay with the Ty Chandler substitute?
I'm really not. Ty Chandler was running back 43 in week 5 when Aaron Jones missed that game. So I can definitely see why they signed or why they traded for Cam Akers. He is also kind of familiar in the head coach's system and Kevin O'Connell's system. Both of them, I believe, come from the Sean McVay tree. So, and obviously Cam Akers played in LA, but I'm not ruling out the Jones. Obviously, we have to wait and see. If Jones plays, I'm really high on him. I have him as a pretty low running back one. I think he can produce fresh off the return. But if he doesn't play, I think I'm just dodging this backfield.
I'd agree with that. Detroit does not let very many points come on the ground. As far as the wide third receivers, fewest. Justin Jefferson, we're starting him, no problem. Jordan Addison, though, I think that's where the question comes. He's coming off an injury. They're coming off the bye week. In this game that should be a little bit of a shootout, I don't mind playing Addison, especially if the way I'm kind of looking at it, the Vikings might be playing from behind. They can't really get the ground game going because Aaron Jones is either hampered or not there at all. I don't mind some come-from-behind points. And Jordan Addison, he's a big play waiting to happen. All he needs is two catches to have his 60 yards and a touchdown, 70 yards, you know, something like that. So I'm okay with the flex option there.
I agree with that. I mean, both of these teams are very similar in their defenses, where neither of them allow a lot of points on the ground. I already mentioned Detroit allows the third fewest on the ground. Minnesota allows the second fewest, but then where you beat these teams, where you can score, is against the wide receivers. Minnesota allows the third most. Detroit allows the fourth most. So I'm going to just compare Addison to Jameson Williams, because to me, they're both that similar style. They're both that home run ball waiting to happen. Jameson Williams is wide receiver 21, which feels crazy because I'm not too big of a fan. I have him below Addison. I think Jameson is just a little too boom bust for me. He feels like a less consistent Darnell Mooney, which I don't know if that plays or not, but that's how I view him as a player. So I'll have to say I have Addison above Jameson.
I've got them right in that same breath, though. Like, I'm not looking at trying to look for them on my rankings here, but they're not more than a couple players apart. I like both of them as flex options.
Don't hate
St. Brown, he's an auto start for sure.
Him and JJ, I mean, the studs are studs.
Absolutely. Gibbs and Montgomery, the other running backs for Detroit, or on the other side for Detroit, it's pretty easy. Obviously, you know, Monty's an RB1. Gibbs is more of that RB2 here.
Nailed it.
Mario's been telling us all season long, folks. Gibbs has so much upside. He can get it each and every week, and he can. He hasn't. And I don't think it's a bad thing. It's a long season that we've got to keep trucking away. Monty can miss time from, you know, game to game, but you're starting both confidence, I guess, what we're getting at. It's just weird that Gibbs hasn't had that big-ass game.
You know, I'll start Monty with confidence, with Gibbs with slightly less confidence. What did I say about the matchup? The second fewest points, and I know start your studs, which is why I'm not hesitating with Monty, but I'm a little hesitant with Gibbs.
I think that might open up the door for him more, though, just because of that. Because he's not the traditional bruiser. He's the pass catcher. He had 5 targets last week. So if we can get some of that magic, he's also seen games with 7 and 6 targets. That's the Gibbs that we need in this game. So this might be prescriptive for him. This might be the one that he finally busts. But he's given you RB 22, 9, 13, 17, 6. He's played some difficult-ish matchups. I'm still playing. There's no way you can talk. Show me what else you have on your bench that you're sitting Gibbs. Come on.
Listen, you're right. It's limited Thursday. We already said that. So he's playing, but I'm just saying, I'm tampering my expectations.
And I'm okay kicking Hawkinson out there if he does play. He had logged another limited session on Thursday. It's more the talent that you're putting out there. They're probably going to limit his snaps, but it's tied in. What else do you have, right?
Nothing else. I agree with that wholeheartedly.
Who's winning this game?
What's the line and the over-under? I missed it.
50.5 points. Minnesota's favored by 1.5.
Oh, yeah. I'm taking the favorites here. Give me the Vikings. Skull. I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to preach the gospel.
I'm going to go Lions. I think they're going to gnaw on some kneecaps this weekend.
All right.
3-2 Eagles take on the 2-4 Giants. 43-point over-under. Philly's favored by 3. Let's start on the Giants. No, let's start on the Philly side because that one's pretty easy. Jalen Hurts is a start.
Jalen Hurts, I have some notes on.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
I know. I can't make it easy for you, Brian. What can I say? And I'm the Eagles fan, so like I can say these things. So Jalen Hurts has started 6 games against the New York Giants. 6 games. He has 5 passing touchdowns and 6 interceptions in those games. That's not a whole lot of confidence. He has 3 rushing touchdowns and 3 fumbles. Not inspiring. So again, you're starting him. You didn't draft Jalen Hurts to not start him against the Giants. We're not an inspiring football team. But I am lowering expectations. I just don't know. I would be, if he gets 2 touchdowns, I'd be a little surprised. Based on the data.
He's only had 2 games where he's passed for multiple touchdowns. So like I feel that. But A.J. Brown's back. We're cooking.
A.J. Brown's
back.
He's had
a couple games. I mean, he's missed A.J. Brown for what? 2 of the 3 games, I think it was? Or, yeah.
Yes, I'm talking about his 6 career games against the Giants.
Oh, yeah, just the Giants. But I guess
just the Giants.
Like, overall, the season has been a little lackluster.
It's been a little lackluster.
On the season.
I think I'll correct it.
Giants look good. Or at least defensively, they're looking better. They slowed down the Bengals, who are one of the like top scoring offenses right now. I'm okay rolling him out there. Like you said, it'd be hard for me to sit him for anyone. But
yeah, you're starting him. But
expectations is what we're dropping here.
That's what we're saying. Like, am I really going to start Drake May over Jalen Hurts? Yeah. I'm not going to, but I swear to goodness, on Tuesday morning when I look at the scores and I'm like, I should have started Drake May over Jalen Hurts. I'm not going to be happy.
I'll get a little asterisk just to these last couple sentences. I'm going to save it till the very end here.
Oh, gosh.
Barkley, we're playing. Down game last week, but I'm not worried.
5 touchdowns in 2 games, 0 in the other 3. So that's a but revenge game. We love revenge games.
100%. A.J. Brown, Devonta Smith, that one's easy as well.
Easy. Set and forget them both.
Goddard should be out for this game. Didn't practice again Thursday. I mean, Calcaterra. I mean, I wouldn't start Goddard even if he was healthy. So
I know, you're a hater.
Like, we're not looking at him probably, right?
Listen, he caught all 4 of his 4 targets for 67 yards. I don't know. They like using the tight end. They don't care who's in that position. And you clearly don't think Dallas has the talent. But so this should excite you more, where it's like, this is just a discount Dallas Goddard. Like, I don't know. He's practically free. I like him over a Kate Otten, over people in that kind of range. Like, I don't know. I would take the dice on him.
Maybe,
take
maybe
the dice.
DFS play for me this week. You've intrigued it. That's for sure. Daniel Jones, QB2. I mean, if Superflex, I'm playing him, but outside of that, I'm not looking his way.
Yeah, high QB2 again. I got some fun numbers about his time against the Eagles. 5 passing touchdowns, 2 interceptions in 5 career games against the Eagles. So arguably better than Jalen Hurts. 2 rushing touchdowns to 3 fumbles. I don't know. Again, like, it's kind of crazy. His stats are better than Jalen Hurts in this matchup. But all I have to say, we're starting to come back down to earth. We were high on Daniel Dollars. He's back to the dimes.
Singletary. This is the hard one between him and Tracy. Looks like Singletary logged another limited practice. I would just go ahead and say that it seems like he's going to play.
Yep.
Do we play Tracy? The Singletary.
Okay. I'm going to dodge that tough question with a fun stat. Nice. Singletary's running back 36 on the season, and Tracy's 37. So that's just kind of fun. But the difference is that Tracy did almost all of it in late. He has 33 points in his last 2 games. So yeah, if Tracy does play, I mean, he's flirting with the running back 1 numbers. But I really think, I mean, the problem is it's just going to be too many mouths to feed. I think that he is flexible. I have him as a low 2, barely above a 3. But like we said, it's limited Thursday. You may have to start him.
Yeah, I don't know. Just it's hard to want to flex him. I want to have him on my team. Like, just about any team that I have the space, I'm putting him on there for sure. But it is hard to want to flex him in this game. Malik Nabers finally has made it through concussion protocol. We'll play. He's an easy wide receiver 1 this week.
Touch
any of the other pass catchers on this team?
So I did see that Wandale Robinson had a limited ankle Wednesday. I'm not sure it's Thursday.
Thursday.
Okay. I do like Wandale Robinson. I kind of have him as a higher 2. Yeah, he has the 2nd most targets in the entire National Football League. Probably benefited from Nabers being out, but still, we're respecting the targets. He's not going to continue that massive volume, but I think he's still going to get his. I don't hate him as a wide receiver too. I really don't.
Ugh, I do. He's like a wide receiver four for me.
Really? I'd have him like, over Addison.
No.
Yeah, I think I would.
I take Addison and JMO over him. Like he had 11 targets last week, caught 5 for 50 yards. He was wide receiver 42. He had 14 targets in week 4, caught 11 for 71. He was wide receiver 27. You had 14 targets, and Deshaun Watson is not your quarterback, and you still can't even be a top 24 wide receiver. Like, a full PPR, sure. I'll play with that game, maybe wide receiver 3 in PPR, but that's just this game looks disappointing to me. I feel like it's just it's not going to give me the points I want. And if there's not going to be touchdowns, I don't know if Wandale is going to be worth anything.
Okay, let's see.
Who's
let's
winning?
Who's winning? I mean, I got to take the Birds. I would never not, but they do not cover. I'll give them that. I'll keep them humble.
I've got the Giants in this game. I just have a suspicion. I think
the Saquon homecoming.
I don't know. The Giants played really well against the Bengals this past week. Past 2 weeks, they've looked... this smells like a Sirianni screws up game, you know? Maybe it's more just the fan in me.
That's just a Sunday. And this game was flexed out of the 4 o'clock spot. So, like, we have to mention that. This game was a 4 o'clock spot. Got bumped out for the two rookie sensations. Ugh. Eagles deserve it, though. They don't deserve to be in the 4 o'clock.
I mean, hell, let's start with the 4 o'clock slot right here. 2-4 Raiders, 1-4 Rams. They are a 43.5 point over under. LA's favored by 7. I feel like it should be more.
Yeah, especially if we'll start with the most exciting news. Cooper Kupp, I see he's trending positively. Do you have that full report? And the Rams coming off a bye, so we like to see that.
Cooper Kupp. We've got a limited practice Wednesday. It's West Coast. We record East Coast, so we're still waiting on that practice report. But I'd be willing to, like, I've confidently got him in my lineups right now, just assuming I'm not going to have to pull him out and put him on the bench. I'm pretty sure, like, this will be 5 weeks for Cooper Kupp with the bye week added in there. So, Cooper Kupp, I'm confidently starting him.
Great. And then just the rest of that wide receiver room. Nothing super inspiring. I guess it's going back and forth between Whittington and Atwell. I think I have Whittington slightly over him, but then we kind of talk about he plays the Kupp role. So if Kupp's back, you don't need two Kupps.
That's what I'm kind of interested about. He played about a 30% of his snaps in the slot. So now that Cooper Kupp's gone, he will kick him outside more. So if I'm a fantasy team, yeah, I want Whittington on my bench. Just kind of a speculative ad to see what's going on there. If Kupp does miss, I'm okay playing Atwell. Outside of that, I don't want to touch these other pass catchers, including Parkinson.
Yeah, agreed. Wide receivers on the other side, they just lost Devontae Adams. Myers is hurt. Myers is the one guy I would be. Yeah,
he kind of lost him like 3 weeks ago.
That's true. Just lost, which is doing great, by the way, full practices. So Myers is the only one I like because he's, again, getting all these targets, but I just saw that he is not the healthiest this week. He had a limited practice, I believe, Wednesday.
And didn't practice Thursday, so we're going to go ahead and call that he's out. So what does that mean? That means Brock Bowers is, like, the only thing I want to touch, and I guess Madison,
yeah. We're, like, the wide receiver, I don't know which quarterback's starting. I don't know if we're going back to Minshew. I don't know if it's AOC City. Madison doesn't inspire me. It's really just Brock Bowers. It's the Las Vegas Bowers.
Madison or Tyrone Tracy?
Singletary starting?
Yeah, Singletary starting. If Singletary's out, Madison. Tyrone Tracy's a borderline wide running back one for me.
Yes, he is. I'm just trying to speak into existence with all my Tracy shares.
Madison or Chandler? Madison. How about that?
I think Madison. I think Chandler is just so bad. I think we saw what Chandler is. The we saw how bad Cam Akers is, and the Vikings were like, we need that. We're like, that looks gold compared to what we currently have.
Looks like, Ramondre Stevenson. Holy crap. Looks like he's going to miss the Sunday or the London game. So Antonio Gibson or Alexander Madison.
I would do Gibson there. I think it's a better game script, and for whatever reason, I'm high on the Patriots this week.
Cool. So yeah, looks like Raiders were willing to flex Madison. You're playing Bowers, and I really don't want to mess with Tucker or Turner as far as the wide receivers.
Yeah, if Myers is healthy, I like him, but Tucker, I've not been impressed with what I've seen so far.
Cool. What else you got for this game? Kyren? I mean, obviously.
Kyren, set and forget. Yep. Kings stay Kings. Matt Stafford is unfortunately kind of in that same realm as Minshew and AOC. It's not Stafford's fault. It's just, who is he throwing to?
For sure. We got LA's favored by 7. I mean, I think they're winning.
7's too many points. Seven is just too many points. But I guess I'm looking at this team. I'm closing my eyes. And I'm saying, who's scoring touchdowns in this game? Kyren Williams. Cooper Kupp scores 100 if he comes back. And like Brock Bowers, I think, has won on the year. So I'll give the Rams a +7 or -7. I think they do it.
Rams it is. The 1-5 Panthers take on the 4-2 Commanders. It's a 51.5 point over-under game. Washington's favored by 8 points. Yes, the Commanders. Did you ever think that they would be favored by 8 points this season? Not this guy. But Jaden Daniels, I feel like starting over here in Washington, that's an easy start for sure. Brian Robinson looks like he should play. You feel confident going back there? He logged a limited practice on Thursday.
Absolutely. Carolina allows the most points to the running back position by a mile. Robinson, if he's healthy, I'm absolutely set and forget. He's currently running back 15 on the season, even though he missed last week. If you're Oscar, you already know that, but still, running back 1, no hesitation.
Austin Eckler, if Brian Robinson misses for whatever reason, Austin Eckler is an easy start. But with him there, I mean, we saw Tyler Allgeier get 2 touchdowns last week and Bijan still eat. So, I mean, can we say Austin Eckler is a high-end running back too with Brian Robinson in?
It's tough for me to call it a high-end just because I think that that's part of more what Atlanta does. Atlanta just loves feeding Allgeier despite Bijan being so far and a head guy. I don't know if Washington will do that. So I'd say I'd have him just like a little bit lower than that. I don't think he's getting those 2 touchdowns. So I'd say more of like a mid 2, even a lower 2. I think I would go Madison over Eckler.
I'll take the Eckler anytime touchdown. That's for sure. I like that this week.
I like that.
Going for the wide receivers, it's pretty easy as far as Terry McLaurin goes. I'd go Zach Ertz. Is there anybody you would go for on this Washington side outside of these two?
No, Scary Terry I have so high, though. I mean, he's been wide receiver 3 since week 3, so to me he's a bona fide 1. Yeah, nobody else is inspiring confidence. I see a McCaffrey on a roster, and I'm like, ooh, maybe, but then I'm like, wait, that's the wrong one.
Yeah, I don't he's mind healthy. Maybe hitting like Noah Brown like over on like receiving yards. I think it's at 34.5 right now, like something like that. I like maybe DFS dabble. He was 4 for 8 last week, 58 yards. So deep enough leagues maybe in this matchup, but maybe we're just
deeper talking. Leagues 14 man. Yes. But that's already the Wild West.
I guess I'm taking him, I guess, over the Raiders receivers. But again, we're going too deep here, folks. Let's go over to Carolina. Andy Dalton. Are you willing to start him in this matchup?
No, I am not. I think he's startable in super flex, but it seems like he's kind of come back down to earth. The plus side is Washington allows the 8th most points, though. So if you want to spin yourself into something.
They got in quite the shootout with Atlanta last week, or he got in the potential where they were needed to come back. And, you know, 221 through the air, 2 touchdowns, 2 picks, 21 yards on the ground. That's something we don't see from Andy Dalton. But I guess I was really hoping we could see the gunslinging red rifle. He's 36. He is what he is. He's been riding the bench for like the last 4-ish years. So there's a reason for that. I have hopes that Leggett, I like as a great flex play this week. He's going to be riding Dollar Bill out of the end zone. I feel like he's definitely a anytime touchdown guy. And Deontay Johnson, he's been as ever since Bryce Young sat down. Me and Deontay Johnson have been buddies. That's for sure.
Yeah, I have Johnson as a low 1, high 2. I mean, just going back to the 3 of the last 4 games, I'm discounting the Chicago game because Chicago has a very good defense, and what we've seen from the Commanders, they do not. 22, 17, 16, averaging about a little over 18 points per game from Deontay Johnson. Like you can't ask for more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Deontay Johnson. Oh, man. got so much best ball shares of him. It's been so nice after like those first 2 weeks when I was on hard tilt, like, oh my gosh, this is as bad as I thought it could be. Yeah, it's great to see him kind of like flourish a little. Do you think he's a trade target? I've heard whispers of possibly them moving on from him.
I have heard that Kansas City, and not to get ahead of ourselves, but Kansas City could be looking at him, especially with Juju being a little banged up now.
I thought Christian Kirk was like the cool, like sleeper slot kind of guy that would like line up. Oh my goodness. Deontay Johnson with the Chiefs would be.
And it's an NFC team, because that was the other thing. It was like, it felt like every single team with a tradable wide receiver was an AFC team. And you have to think they have some common sense. But guess what? Panthers, we've seen, have none of that. They don't care who they're wheeling and dealing to.
I believe he got extended this offseason for some reason. So I'd be interested to know about the money situation.
So did
Cooper.
So did Odell. Cooper made the most sense. And that's why I was so excited about Juju. But now, again, we're getting ahead of ourselves to the next game. But Juju a little banged up today, Thursday.
We talk about Hubbard. Hubbard's easy start.
Set and forget. Running back one in my eyes. He's killing it.
Yeah, we're excited about Jonathan Brooks coming to practice. Still could be a few weeks before you see him on the field, but I'm so nervous that we're going to get two running backs and they're just going to cut into each other.
I know.
And Jonathan Brooks is just not going to be the workhorse that some of us drafted him to be later in the season. Who's winning?
What was the spread?
A lot to a little.
That got to be, right?
By eight.
By eight?
Yeah.
Eight's a lot of points. 51 and a half. I'm going to take the under on that, but Commanders will cover.
Wow, 8 points. Yeah, I'm going to take the Commanders to win that one.
It's just who's scoring touchdown on the Panthers. But then, I mean, I guess like Chuba Hubbard's running back seven on the year, and we talk about the points per game Johnson puts up. So maybe I just don't know ball, but I'm going to take Commanders.
Hey, none of us do after this year. It's been wild.
Oh,
Chiefs 5-0 going to San Francisco, who is 3-3, 47-point over under. San Francisco's favored by 1.5. The 3-3 Niners favored by 1.5 against the undefeated Chiefs. What you know, Vegas?
What does Vegas know? How powerful is Juju and his injury? Because why is the 49ers? Is CMC making like the Undertaker return this week? Why is the 49ers favored?
Juju is dealing with a hamstring injury Thursday, a couple hours ago, just reported. So, yikers.
Yeah, and that's awesome to buy as well.
I'm not starting Patty. That's where we're at, folks. We're not starting Patty.
Okay. He's quarterback 22 right now. They just got him off the bye week. He was quarterback 15 before his bye. I would start Drake May over Patrick Mahomes.
I think so. And I'm trying not to be one of those people just like riding the Drake May hype, because we easily get let down after the first
game. It's been one game.
What, he had four touchdowns in his first one? And he hasn't
thrown four touchdowns
since. So I'm trying to manage expectations, but he at least has a rushing floor. Patrick Mahomes has no floor at this point. He has a great defense and a running game that works no matter who's back. Or, I mean, maybe not no matter who's back there, but like, yeah, no, I don't want to start him this week. Purdy, I love Purdy on the other side.
I do love Purdy on the other side. Yeah, I like Purdy. I don't love Mahomes, which is crazy. Because again, if we're playing real football, if I'm drafting a real football team, yes, he's the 1-1 every single time, but I think Drake May is like the boldest one I'll say I'd start over Patrick Mahomes.
What about Andy Dalton that last game? Andy Dalton against Washington or Patrick Mahomes against San Francisco?
I would take Patrick Mahomes because I think he's like trying to prove something more than Andy Dalton is.
I think Washington's defense so bad. I don't mind.
But Washington's defense is so bad.
And they just lost Allen, their defensive lineman. So like, just that much fewer, like that much pressure on the quarterback.
I might regret it, but I would take Patrick Mahomes over Andy Dalton. But I'm not shocked if when the cards lie, where it's like Andy Dalton was quarterback 13 and Patrick Mahomes was quarterback 15, and it's like, yep, no surprise. Stop.
Sam Darnold, Geno.
Sam Darnold, yes. Geno, yes.
CJ.
Stroud, yes.
Jared.
I'm worried about Jared. Jared Goff, not Jared the jeweler. I might take Patrick Mahomes over Jared.
Andy Dalton, we just talked about. Kyler Murray.
Kyler Murray the Chargers. Should be good. Yeah, that's a bad matchup. I would take Kyler, but I think that they're both going to be in the high teens this week.
Anthony Richardson against Miami or Patrick Mahomes. Oh, my God.
Give me Anthony Richardson.
Do it. He did it, folks. We got him there.
All right. That was
as far as the running back room, Kareem Hunt seems, he was dominant in week 5 before they went on the break. 27 attempts, 102 yards and a touchdown. Caught his lone target for 15 yards. Wow, it's like we never left 2019. The gang's back together.
Oh my gosh! Yes, I love
Tyreek. No, we're being stupid. We're being
unless, yeah, keep an eye out. But we love Hunt. Yep.
Xavier Worthy, are you willing to toss him out there if Juju's out?
If Juju's out, I'll throw Worthy in there. Otherwise, to me, he's like a wide receiver 3.
Yeah, kind of low end 3 for me too. Kelsey, yeah, let's get it. Kelsey and Kittle in this game. I think that's
Kelsey,
what this
Kittle, set and forget them both.
The tight ends. When's National Tight End Weekend? Has that already passed? I feel like it has.
Ooh, I don't remember. I feel like I missed the merch. I like to think that they do like all the awareness merches where it's like critical catch for cancer, and it's like Tight End Week is like the one after. It's like, huh? It's like, what? But I think we missed it.
Jordan Mason, we banged up with an ace shoulder injury, another limited showing on Thursday, limited on Wednesday. I think he goes,
but if, even he, goes, if he
does, do you want to play him? Like if he didn't score a touchdown, he's going to disappoint.
I kind of agree with that, but if he goes, I go with him just because he's looked good. Like, cause on the flip side, Isaac, who I can never spell his name right. Isaac Garendo.
Yeah.
There we go. Apologies. Isaac Garendo, he had 99 yards, but 76 of them came off of a single rush. So it's like, I just cannot trust him. I think if it's Isaac only, I'm moving away. But if Mason plays, I'd play Mason. He's earned my respect. He's earned the right to be in my lineup.
And Garendo, he's already showed himself. He's a selfless player. And I don't like that. You know, yeah, he may be great for a franchise, great for a team, but on my fantasy team, I want the biggest, most selfish
holes
there are out there. You score your touchdown. You don't fall down at the one. You can score.
Showboat.
This dude's a rookie. He is 24 years old. Drafted, I think, in the 6th round. He may never get to score a touchdown. Ever in his life. And NFL touchdown said, hey, come on, man. Jump in the end zone. He said, nope.
That's what touchdowns sound like.
It's what they sound like.
From my experience, at least. High,
so it's a struggle when we try and kick it up.
Yeah, got the baritone. But okay.
I feel like if Mason doesn't play, it's gonna be gross between Taylor, Juszczyk, and Garendo. So I'm gonna try and avoid that just because Kansas City, like, don't get it twisted. That's a good defense, you know.
Do not get it twisted.
Debo Why? Limited on Wednesday, limited on Thursday.
Yeah, you get nervous. You have him back. Yes, I'm. Friday is gonna be the big day, but if he's limited again Friday, I'm officially looking elsewhere. Otherwise, the two limiteds don't scare me. I have him higher than Ayuk. Ayuk has just still not been that impressive.
I say that, but your boy Juwan Jennings did not practice Wednesday or Thursday. So we could have Debo out and we could have Jennings out.
Oh my gosh.
Start Ayuk at that point, Mark. I'm at not that saying, point. Folks, it's no controversy. I'm playing Ayuk even if all three of these guys are in. But
you are.
I mean,
he's the Gibbs.
Wandale Robinson or Brandon Ayuk.
It's got to be Ayuk. Okay, I wish.
Cool. Just making sure we're.
That's the heat check. That's the like. Wait, if I have to even think about that one, it's like, all right. And my co-host has been instituted. we're currently, the chair is open. No, but here's also just. Oh, of one fun thing. Yes, is that out of all of these, the three wide receivers, Debo, Jennings, and Ayuk, John Jennings has the most points out of all these guys, and he scored over 10.5 points once, which was his 41-point outing, but that's been enough to carry him. He is the most valuable wide receiver at this point.
I will say, first-round pick for the 90s, Ricky Pearsall did practice in full. He's still on the PUP list. He's been designated, or hasn't been fully designated to come off, but if Debo and Jennings are out, we might see him out there, and rumor is it that that hole that happened, it makes him run faster now. He's like more aerodynamic.
He's like Swiss cheese.
Yeah, exactly.
I was going to say, he got shot. That's why he was on the list, is because it was, I think it was like a home invasion or a car attempt.
Oh, that's a bomb. Sorry, I don't have a gunshot. It's We're progressing.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. If, yeah, I don't know if we can. Have
no, it was a mugging. I believe he was like somebody was trying to steal
his watch. Like
trying to steal his watch. He grabbed the gun and ends up getting shot, like fighting the dude off.
He could be comeback player of the year. Right. Remember when Damar Hamlin lost it to Joe Flacco?
That was Joe Flacco did amazing things. I'm not saying Hamlin did it. What is like that? The game was stopped, so like they technically didn't do it on the field during regulation.
Oh,
so
true. Yeah, the clock was stopped. That, they were on timeout. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
That just, anyways, who wins this one? I mean, if we have any other notes, but I think we're wrapped it up. Neat little bow.
I should probably say San Francisco, but I'm gonna go with Patty. Let's go Chiefs.
Andy Reid off a bye. I don't know how you could take. I can go the other way.
Look, they are. They're two Super Bowls they've won. They're going for the three-peat, and they're undefeated right now. They're one of two undefeated teams. They're not going to lose to the 49ers. You know what they're going to do? Here, let me pull up their schedule.
Let's do it.
They're going to get their first loss. It's either going to be week 10 to Denver, something stupid there. No, no, no. It's going to be week 12 to Carolina. I call it there. They're going to go 10-0 and go into Carolina and freaking lose it there, because why wouldn't it? That's just how the NFL works. Like, the stupidest freaking team is the trip up.
What are the odds you get for that, for them going, for just parlaying money line all the way into a Carolina money line?
Hey, I might check that, check into that. Alrighty, our Sunday night game, it's the 2-4 Jets taking on the 4-2 Steelers. It's a 38.5 point over under. Jets favored by 2. Russell Wilson.
The Adams bump. Whoop, whoop. Yes. Okay. Let's start with the quarterback. So this one, I mean, this is a defensive gauntlet. You know, I love giving a shout out when blank allows the blank fewest points. I'm just going to get them all out of the way now, because there's one for every one I need to mention. For the Jets side, Pittsburgh allows the fifth fewest points to quarterback, the seventh fewest to running back, and the 10th fewest for wide receiver. Other side of the ball, the Jets allow the third fewest to quarterback, 10th fewest to running back, 4th fewest to wide receiver. So this game, 38 feels high. I'll say that.
I was going to say, so you're telling us the under is might be the direction you're leaning there. Okay. All right.
It definitely is. But okay, now we got those out of the way. We're going to start with quarterbacks. If Russ starts, I am staying away. Like Fields, he's quarterback 6 on the season. I'm excited about him. The matchup doesn't scare me as much. I have Fields over Aaron Rodgers, even with that Adams bump, even with the, and listen, I'll say that Aaron Rodgers, I gave him a lot of credit last week because I said he was going to get the coach fire bump, and he did. He had his second best performance of the season, 18.8 points, which normally would have been, that would have been quarterback 6 in week 2, but last week everybody popped. So that same score was quarterback 15. So I'll still take credit there, but I like Fields over Rodgers, but it probably won't matter because Wilson will start, and I'll have Rodgers over Wilson. And that's my rant. It's my quarterback rant.
Yeah, I think I take Rodgers over Wilson. Just like Russell Wilson, I don't want to start, but
I don't want to see him
being in this game. I like Pickens a lot more with Wilson than I do with Fields.
Oh, you do?
Russell Wilson, he's old. He's not running. Yeah. He's going to throw it. We saw the way he treated Cortland Sutton, his number one and only guy he had in Denver the last couple of years. So I imagine Pickens might get this treatment. And Pickens is one of those freak athletes that he doesn't necessarily need things to go right. He just needs a jump ball, which Russell Wilson doesn't always throw, but he just needs a situation like that to go crazy and then him break off, because he will have Sauce Gardner. This secondary is no joke for the Jets. So I think I'm starting Pickens with more confidence than I've had most of the season. But at the same time, he is like, I think you have to look at him as like a low end wide receiver 3 in this game. And he's got that. He falls in the end zone for the first time this year. It would be decent.
Wandale Robinson or Pickens?
I'd say Pickens. I'd take Pickens, I think.
Ooh, yeah. Give me Wandale.
I think it's just the upside that Pickens presents that I just don't know if Wandale has. Half
PBR. And he might not.
If it's full PBR, I'd probably go Wandale, but half.
Oh, there we go.
We're going Pickens. For Freiermuth, I don't mind the play here, but I'd like to stay away, as well as Conklin on the other side for the Jets. Let's get to the easy ones, though. Breece Hall.
Yay. Breece Hall, I mean, new coaching regime. They must be fantasy managers, because he had his second highest point total of the season. A tough matchup, we already said. 7th fewest points, but send, forget.
And yeah, as we've seen with this OC coming out of Tennessee, he likes to run the ball, and he likes to have a bell cow. So I think Braylon Allen is falling more to just the handcuff for the Breece owner. I don't necessarily if I want, there's a lot of running backs I want to own right now. So I think Braylon Allen is kind of falling off a little bit for me. Like, hey, you have to roster him to, hey, maybe just the Breece Hall owner needs to own him.
I don't hate that at all. On the other side. Other side. I like doing the whole position at once. Najee Harris. He balled out last week. He had the best game of the season, 19.2. And I like him rest of schedule. That has like gotten some respect for him in my eyes, but I'm afraid of this matchup. I don't know what's going to happen if I'm just the quarterback situation is leaving me so perplexed. So I'm lowering expectations for Najee here. I have him as a low two, but I don't know. He could flirt with the running back one numbers. I just don't like the matchup.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of the matchup. I feel like tooting Najee's horn most of this year. I'm actually not a fan of him going forward. Like, it's rough. I mean, he's got the Jets and the Giants the next 2 weeks, then a bye. And then you've got Baltimore, you've got to play twice. You've got Cleveland, you've got to play twice. Cincinnati, they are who they are at times. And then Philly and Kansas City, like, in the championship. So, I don't know. Can you sell Najee right now? I don't think you can. I think you're stuck with him if you're being honest.
Oh, my gosh.
Buy really low. I don't hate that, but I just
steal. You don't hate it because you like him rest of schedule.
No, they've got one of the hardest schedules going forward. They do. Rough to buy into.
They do. I'd have to look at his past matchups against the Ravens because I feel like the Steelers-Ravens, that's one you throw the history books out the window, which is, okay. I just said, let's look at the history books, but you throw the current situation out of the window.
Last ones here. It's the wide receivers for the Jets, Garrett Wilson, Davante Adams. Who do you like more?
Pass the Adams. I mean, I say it every single week. Aaron Rodgers likes his guy. Wilson is going to be wide receiver 3 on this team. Lazard is the touchdown guy at 2. And then Davante Adams is now going to get the 15 targets a game that was going to Wilson.
Davante Adams, if anything, anytime touchdown, I feel like it's almost a guarantee for this game.
It has to be like plus money at this point. I can't imagine it being anything else. Here's something I'm very confident starting Adams. We talked about it a little bit yesterday about Cooper, how he needs to get eased into the Bills offense. Maybe a couple design plays, first couple drives, but that's really it. Adams and Rodgers, they know each other so well. Adams already knows whatever playbook that Rodgers likes. So I see this being such a smooth transition, very expecting running wide receiver 1 numbers right out of the gate.
For sure. Like, Hackett's not the play caller right now, but Hackett was the OC for Davante Adams, at one point back when they were both there together. So there's going to be enough familiarity where I think we're going to see Adams hit at least 50% of the snaps. And in all honesty, he's going to be down there for goal line packages for sure. He's going to walk away with the touchdown. And it's just, I think Garrett Wilson does fine. I think that this spreads the defense out enough that they no longer can just focus on him and Breece Hall and call it a day. Look at Alan Lazard. Alan Lazard shining over Garrett Wilson. So they're essentially going to, Garrett Wilson will fall into the Lazard role and Davante Adams into the Wilson role.
Ooh, I think that Lazard stays in the Lazard role and Wilson goes into the Tim Corley role.
Chop the tail off that Lazard. That's just no. Who's winning?
Oh, it's got to be Jets. They'll cover, and because I love all of their offensive weapons, I'll take the over.
The fan in me screams Steelers. Just like I want chaos. I want to see the Jets trade for Davante Adams and sit at 2-5 on the season. Rodgers' brain, it would just start bubbling, I'm sure.
You know what? I'm starting to think more and more that it's just like Rodgers, especially Adams. Adams, the Super Bowl to him is just a friendship along the way because that's why he wanted to go to Vegas, was to be with his buddy. His buddy left, he threw a tantrum, and now he's just with another buddy. He just wants friendship, and I can admire that from Adams. I think we could all 100%. Learn something from him.
At $35 million a year?
I was going to say, maybe that helps too, but listen.
I'll be okay with that,
All right.
Because at least if you don't go to the Super Bowl, at least you get to watch it.
Oh, yeah.
It's not a complete lose-lose. All right, folks, we've got 2 Monday night games here. The first one at 8:15, the second one at 9, both Eastern times I'm going to give because that's where we're at. 4-2 Ravens take on the 4-2 Bucks. 49.5 point over under. Baltimore's favored by 3.5. Goodness, this is easy for me. Quarterbacks, you're starting them both up. You're talking about the QB1 and QB2 on the season right here.
Yes, you start them both up. Here's just a fun little nugget. They both allow a ton of points to wide to quarterbacks. Tampa allows the second most. Baltimore allows the third most. And this is the second week in a row that Lamar, the number one fantasy quarterback, is going against the number two fantasy quarterback. Last week, it was Jaden Daniels. As of now, it is Baker Mayfield.
And you know what's terrible here? Is look what? At the disrespect between the two of them here. Lamar on, I mean, I guess on sleeper's projections, Lamar's favorite or projected for 23 points, Baker at 18. You're telling me both of these defenses are terrible against the pass, and yet we're still given, and this isn't a 6-point passing league, like projections too. So like that should even lean more into Baker's favor. Are you kidding me? Come on, Baker, you go out there and go bust your biscuits or.
I was going to say, don't give away all my secrets about Baker. Oh, yeah, bake the biscuits. That's what he does. Got to proof that, so though.
With those guys you're playing, Derrick Henry is pretty easy as far as the
running back running one. Go. Yeah.
Tell me about the Buccaneers running backs. This is where we've got problems.
Oh, my gosh. I got paragraphs on this. So, first and foremost, Baltimore allows the fifth fewest. Now, maybe it's because that they just get ahead so early that you have to pass on them. But still, matter of fact. You probably blew all your fab on Sean Tucker last week. Was it worth it? Probably not. From what I saw, White seems like he is going to be back. I saw that an injury update is needed. That's my note, so that's where I look to you. But if White is here, I expect him to be the starter. And I'm not going to say he'll get the most opportunities, but he's going to get the first opportunities. So to me, this is just three guys fighting for their jobs. Ideally, I'd like to avoid it altogether, but you look to us for the answers. So this is going to be chalky and nothing crazy, but if White plays, I have him White, Irving, Tucker. And if there's no White, it's going to be Irving, Tucker is my rankings. I think Tucker was just kind of like Isaiah Likely week one, just a pure anomaly.
It's rough. I mean, the coach has already come out and said it's going to be a hot hand approach, three-headed monster.
Don't want to hear that.
In this game, you're like, all right, maybe I go for the pass catcher since, you know, the Ravens are so good against the run. Rashad White and Sean Tucker both had three targets. Bucky Irving had two. What do we do here, people? I think my most confidence is going to be in Bucky because if it was just Bucky and White, I was still leaning on Bucky out of the two anyway. And Sean Tucker, like the deepest of leagues, the desperation of plays, but I don't want to be
at
this point in time. I can't confidently tell anybody to start him, you know, when you've got those other two guys there.
I so agree. I'm scared of Tucker. I feel bad for the people who blew their fab on him, but who knows? Maybe in 2 weeks you're gonna say, I can't believe I didn't spend more on Tucker.
I was gonna say the only like Irving did play 21 more snaps than Tucker and ran 14 more routes. So I think that's kind of what gives me the most confidence out of these players, but it's wild, folks.
Yeah.
Let's talk some wide receivers here. On the Buccaneers side, Mike Evans was limited again in practice with a hamstring injury. That's not good. Oh, no, he was held out completely Thursday, limited on Wednesday. So that kind of scares me a bit here.
From bad to worse.
Baltimore, do you know where you beat Baltimore? On the perimeter. Where's Mike Evans pay? Folks, he plays on the perimeter.
Perimeter. Ah, it's an open book test. Yes, Baltimore has the second most points to wide receivers. So you really want them to be out there. So, I mean, Godwin, they're both, I mean, both of these guys could be bona fide wide receiver ones, but of course, if Evan misses time, that's only good for Godwin.
You know what's pretty interesting about Chris Godwin?
What's pretty interesting?
He has 5 touchdowns this year. He also has 53 targets. So 5 touchdowns on 53 targets. Did you know in 2022 and 2023, he had 5 touchdowns across those 2 years on 272 targets? Do we see regression for him, or is Chris Godwin just like we can almost just, you know, bake in double digit touchdowns for the guy? 12 touchdowns.
I think that we're baking it in because I think this is Baker's just absolute tour. I'm sure that Mike Evans has probably been like, hey, this is what it's like being an underappreciated wide receiver in Tampa. So I'm going to just like give you some notes, catch some touchdowns. And he's just like giving the reins over.
Chris Godwin's in, you're playing him no matter what. If Mike Evans is in, you're playing him. Even with the hamstring, he can go down there and catch a 70-yard bomb and still go out for the rest of the game.
He's still playing him.
If Evans is in, I don't mind Sterling Shepard in a DFS, or I like his over. Because, just like I said, you can beat Baltimore on the outside. They love to let teams stay in it. You know, like they keep it competitive by not blowing them out of the water. And if Mike Evans is out, I don't hate Sterling Shepard as a, just a shot in the dark play. He plays on the outside. He showed up in big moments. Yeah, he's a great complimentary piece. Kind of like the Darius Slayton. You know what I mean? Darius Slayton essentially took over his job in New York in that position. But a little too much love for a guy that's going to be almost irrelevant for most leagues, but I just thought I'd throw it out there.
K-Dot, I like it.
Too many targets, too little production, but you know, you can do worse for tight end.
You can do worse. Kate Otten feels like the guy that permanently lives on the waiver wire, and he's ever like a break glass in case, hey, I'm having doubts on my guy. So I never feel bad about throwing Kate Otten in there.
Would you play Kate Otten or Mark Andrews on the other side?
You know, I have, there was a time where I had both of these guys in one league, and I seem to always choose the wrong one. So I'm just going to pick Andrews. I'm going to stop overthinking it. I'm going to pick the guy I drafted in the fifth round, but it ain't easy.
Hey, Mark Andrews has given us three catches, four catches the last 2 weeks, 66 and 55 yards on a touchdown. I've got him back in my lineup. I'm confident. My
boy, I'm Kyle back. Pitts, I'm a believer. Kate Otten, one of those guys is a tight end, and the other guy is not.
Oh, come
yeah,
on.
Close.
We were close. We got him to pick Andrews. Close. Give me another 8 minutes, and I'll have him saying it picks. Just give me time.
Oh, my God.
As far as the wide receivers go, Zay Flowers, you confident playing him? He had a great game this past week. Oh, my God.
He did. His last two games. So, Flowers is matchup dependent. And I'll say, on paper, it's a good matchup. Tampa allows the sixth most points to wide receivers. But if the games need to be shootouts. Like, we saw them when they dominated the Bills and the Cowboys, all they needed to do was run the ball. So I need the scores to be intimidating for the Ravens for them to actually pass the ball. So last 2 weeks, they were that. And he saw 12 targets and 9 targets. Before those, he was barely seeing 4 targets. So while it's a favorable matchup, is it a shootout? That is my consideration for Zay. Looking at that, what was the over-under? 50?
No, not quite that high. 49 and a half.
49, my bad. My bad. Sorry, not 50. 49 and a half. Based on that, though, I would say yes, it's a good week for Flowers, so I will have him as a high two.
Cool. Yeah, I'm starting him there. And again, Brian, you're throwing out stupid names. Why are you saying out these names? Rashad Bateman. I don't know if I'm throwing out
that. That's a fantasy. Stupid name.
I'm not confident in there, but like, he was 4 for 4, 71 yards, 4 for 8 last week, 58 and a touchdown. He's looking matchup proof in these games that you're talking about where Zay does well in their shootouts. Bateman's a part of it. He's still only 24 years old. He's young. He's a young fella.
He is. We just talked about someone else that's like just 24 years old. And I was like, I don't know if I play as a good player. Maybe it was Harris. That's not, Najee's not that young. I digress.
Mark Andrews did run 60% of Baltimore's dropbacks in week 6. It's the highest route participation since week 2. So, folks, I'm not saying he's back. We're not completely just forgiving him, but I think I can worry about other aspects of my team outside of Mark Andrews right now.
I agree with that. And I'm trying to see how well he did fine in week 2. He had 7.1. Who's winning? I'll give it a Ravens. I think this is one where the good team stays good.
I agree. I think at this point, with all the injuries on Kansas City, I think Ravens might be my Super Bowl favorite right now.
Ooh. Yeah, it's not, we need Juju healthy.
I got the purple on, not just repping the Vikings.
And I was the Vikings.
Little Viking. Maybe it's a Vikings-Ravens love this year. Maybe that's what it is.
Oh, it's like a split jersey where this half purple is Ravens and this half purple is Vikings.
I see it. Front back. You can't see the back.
Oh, it's front back. They're okay.
Like, oh, Brian, we can't see anything. So shut up and tell us about this next game.
Last one, best one.
Sorry, people. Chargers 3-2, Cardinals 2-4, 44-point over-under. Chargers favored by 2. This is the 9 o'clock game.
Late.
Monday Night Football. I'm glad this is the last one because I don't know how excited I am for it.
This one, it's nice for the East Coast people because the East Coast people can be like, oh, good. I'm content with this. Like, if you don't have James Conner or Marvin Harrison on your team, you could just go to sleep. So I don't think there's many other.
Yeah, the quarterbacks here, I'm not confident starting either one in single quarterback formats.
No, so I'll give them a little more breakdown. So Arizona allows the fifth most points to quarterbacks, but and Herbert can be that guy, but this year he is just not. He's banged up, but the team is not built that way anymore. He's super flex viable, but besides that, I'm not looking his way. Other side of the ball, the Chargers allow the sixth fewest points to quarterback, and Kyler's been on a roller coaster. He has 2 games of 25-plus points, But besides that, his third best game is 15.8 for a finish of quarterback 17. If you have Kyler, you're probably starting him, but in my rankings, he's just a high two.
Mario, you are the florist here out of the two of us. I was going to might as well give out the rest of the flowers here. You say the sixth worst opponent for quarterback, the fourth worst for running back, and fifth worst for wide receiver.
Yeah, I nailed it.
But, you know, this is...
I don't look up the tight end numbers. I ain't got time for the tight end numbers.
Right, it's ridiculous.
I have the tight end guru with me. Why would I waste my time?
Absolutely, folks. That's right. You check out my article on football.pitcherlist.com. Harmless plug. No big deal. But yeah, this is hard. Chargers like to run the ball. They like to own time of possession. They don't like to have a lot of plays. And Kyler, when he was like flourishing, it was Cliff Kingsbury days when they were just play after play after play. So I've got both these guys outside of my top 12 this week.
Yeah, agreed. And then speaking of the running backs, I mean, we'll start with the Chargers because they love to run the ball. Dobbins, to me, he's still a low running back one. He is putting up those numbers I like seeing. He's still an undisputed bell cow, 25 carries last week. And then Vidal has kind of been emerging as the pass catcher with Edwards continue to be banged up. He came out of nowhere, had a fine 12.5-point finish. I think that was mostly boosted by a touchdown. So Vidal's worth rostering, but I don't know if I'm inspired to play him.
Yeah, definitely don't want to play him this week, but I do want to roster him, especially if I'm a winning team. J.K. Dobbins, I'm a huge Dobbins fan here. As I said, supporting the Ravens.
Wearing the purple.
Would be so great. Stop. It's just he kept breaking, and he broke my heart finally. So I'm not saying I'm out on the guy. I still have a few shares, and I'm willing to play him, but that impending injury, like, is it just looming around the corner? And yeah, Vidal needs to be owned for that reason.
Yes, but I mean, we still play Ken Walker. Ken Walker is going to miss time, but he's also going to put you up 30-point game. So
100%. Running back on the other side, a guy named James Conner. I don't remember seeing him last week on the field because he was a measly 7 for 24. He did catch four of his five.
He had the ankle injury last week. He left the game with an ankle.
They took him to the house, so they weren't catching up on the run game, that's for sure.
Also that. But yes, that's the big thing with James Conner is that he was actually a little banged up. I'm trying to see if there's any updates. It's because he did leave the game last week with an ankle injury. So it seems like we're going to, because they play late Monday night, we're going to have to really pay attention on the Friday, Saturday status of what's going on with him.
The nice thing is Trey Benson is very, he's not owned all over the place. Rookie running back that they took. He was 5 for 26. We've seen some shine out of him, 9 for 50 in one game. 3 for 13. I'm not going to read off the other two because they're not great, but he would be a great plug-in. So if you do go into the game thinking you're going to play Connor, you would have Benson as a nice pivot option. But at the same time, like, I just, it's hard to go away from him. This is not a great matchup for the guy.
It's not. The Chargers allow the fourth fewest, you already mentioned. And on, besides Benson, I'm kind of looking at, here's another name I'm going to butcher, Amari DiMercato. DiMercato, I remember him a little bit last year. To me, I'm kind of interested in him. He did a little bit better last week. He had 8.9 points to Trey Benson's 2.6. I'm not sure the full breakdown of what happened.
He was 5 for 7 for 39 yards in the passing game. That's what crushed him, or where he crushed.
That's where he did it. So, yeah, he had the 9 touches, like you said, 4 rushes, 5 catches. So I'm keeping an eye on him as well. If Connor misses, if Connor does play, I mean, Connor's a stud. You start your studs.
For sure. Yeah. I unfortunately don't think Trey Benson would get to have just the run of the backfield. But if they gave him the Tyrone Tracy treatment, the TTT, as we like to call it around.
TTT, as we call it.
Going to the wide receivers, Marvin Harrison was limited. Like, what is this? Or limited Thursday and limited
Red Thursday.
So, like, he might play. Like, it was a concussion. I completely expected them to hold him out. He's the rookie. Here's their new prized possession. Look what they did with Neighbors. They weren't rushing him.
That's
back,
what they did to Neighbors.
They play on Monday, so that gives them just a higher chance of it. Everybody, it seems like, that has a concussion has missed at least one game, but he might be playing. If he doesn't, though, I mean, if he does, you're playing him. If he doesn't, is Michael Wilson or Greg Dortch a pivot option that you're looking to?
I think Wilson would be the pivot option. Again, we talked about a tough matchup, fifth fewest points. But I think that if you're going into this game, kind of similar thing. If you're going into this expecting to play Connor, if you're expecting to play Harrison, I think you have to have a dedicated roster spot to the handcuff of either one of those. Just because late Monday night game, I'm just worried, you know, especially when the practice reports just come out so late for these later games.
Which I will throw out, Michael Wilson's dealing with a ankle injury, limited to practice on Thursday, just came out of here a minute ago. It says he should be
West fine, Coast teams
just there to watch. Greg Dortch would be the final pivot option there. But in this game, I think Greg Dortch is just as sexy as Ladd McConkey on the other side. And he ain't sexy.
I was going to say, wait, are we high on Ladd McConkey? No, but okay. No, but
in
flip
a PPR, you don't mind him. But he had 8 targets last week, caught 4 of them, 43 yards. That's where he is. You know, 39 yards, 44, 43, 67. He's caught a couple touchdowns. So I think that's where he makes your week. That's when you're excited he can be like a high-end wide receiver too, if he catches that TD.
If he doesn't, he's very meh. But plus side, Arizona allows the 10th most to the position. But I'll say I have Ladd over Quentin Johnston, but you're right.
I just don't see them pushing the ball down the field where McConkey's going to bust off, you know, some 60-yard touchdown against this week. You know, he's going to be catching first downs left and right. They're going to be slowly moving the ball, ending the game. So McConkey, low-end wide receiver 3 for me.
Yeah, I don't hate that. I was like a mid-2, low-2. You know what?
Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, you know, like, as much as I love Jim Harbaugh, it's just like, if it was a different coach, like Herbert and McConkey, I'd be so excited about. But because it's just Michigan football, it's like, oh, my gosh.
You heard the rumors about Mike Williams on the trade block, but Chargers are one of the teams looking at Mike Williams.
Listen, he's got a locker there already. He knows right? his way around the facility.
He's exactly what they need. I mean, he's Quentin Johnston, but, you know, he'd catch the ball as long as he's healthy.
Oh,
who do you have winning this game?
What was the line? I didn't write it down.
Chargers at 2.
Yeah, I like the Chargers. I was hoping it'd be Cardinals because I like the sprinkle, but yeah, I'll take the Chargers. I think they win this game.
I'm right there with you. I think the Chargers win this one too. As much as I like some of the things I do see from the Cardinals, there's more I don't like, and that's where they lose it. Well, folks, we did it. We got through 15 games. Week 7, all the sit start questions. We answered them here. We answered them yesterday on the pod. If you did miss that, check out the article we have on football.pitcherlist.com. Marco gave a great write-up. I feel like we got a handful of other writers that helped contribute this
week. Yes, a little hodgepodge this week.
All over it. Of course, don't miss our show. We've got one Tuesday, Thursday, Friday morning. You can find me at @too_much_Brian on the Twitter. You can find me on my YouTube stuff at the Fantasy Football Advice Network. Too Much Fantasy Football. We got that 5 days a week. But Mario, I mean, I had to say mine first because they tune out after you. So tell us. You're the one they need to know. The waiver wire.
Where do they find me? I mean, you kind of already mentioned it, but you will find me primarily on the show. 3 days a week, Tuesday mornings, Thursdays, and Fridays. You find me on Twitter at Mario Adamo Jr. I tweet. I'm in the Reddit threads. I'm out there just helping the people. I'm also in the Discord. Give us a join. It's you mentioned the website, Pitcher List, football.pitcherlist.com. We have a great tight end article. I read it every week. And then I just see where it says Kyle Pitts. I'm like, ooh, can't trust this guy.
He did make it in the article this week. But just one sentence. That was it.
One sentence. Drop Kyle Pitts. Next sentence. Jeez. No, but that's it. I mean, it's all great stuff. So thanks everyone for listening.
Absolutely. We can't thank you all enough for coming by. Of course, make sure you give us a little rating up there. We keep the podcast rolling. Keep it happy. You know, keep the big bosses where they don't yell at us, because folks, they yell at us if we don't do well. So
do they?
Make sure Mario goes to the show.
All right. Peace.